The Redskins are spending Thanksgiving at this man's house.
When I'm at Cowboys Stadium or sitting at home, and I hear Papa John's Pizza for Jerry Jones, yo, it lights me up like a Roman candle.
Oh, yeah.
That is so wrong on so many different levels.
The Dallas Cowboys record is only slightly better than Washington's, and as the weak NFC East rolls on this year, the Turkey Day matchup is important and intriguing.
So let's go live now to WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace, who is in Dallas being forced to listen to that, and our own Rob Woodfork is here in the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center. Okay, we're not talking about the Eagles. Dallas is a better team. How tough is it going to be for the Skins to win tomorrow?
It is going to be tough because, you know, it's a big stage for Dallas, and it is a big stage for the Redskins. But I fully expect Robert Griffin III, I really do, guys, to step up to the stage. He has done it all year long. The problem is going to be, can the Redskins put together back-to-back 60-minute football games? We haven't seen that yet. We saw it against Philadelphia where they actually played four quarters. Defense forced some turnovers, got after the quarterback. But it's a whole different week. It is a short week. And it's always tough to play on the road, and I can't believe I'm saying the fact that Tony Romo is unbeaten on Thanksgiving Day. I can't believe I just said that.
Well, actually, it's a good thing. If you keep pointing it out, you know, we're going to eventually jinx it.
Make it disappear.
Exactly. We're going to jinx it. But no, I mean, the pass rush is going to be the key because Dallas's offensive line is banged up. They're going to be without their left tackle. Their right or their running back is also going to be out. So with all of the guys missing on offense, they're not quite as bad as what we saw from the Eagles, obviously. But it's not going to be easy going for them, even if the Redskins' defense is equally as hobbled.
London Fletcher's going to be a big question, too, Rob, as far as he's going to play. He's officially listed as questionable. And they're just going to have to get it done up front. I mean, I know we keep saying it every week in and week out that you have to force the quarterback into mistakes. You just have to do that again. I mean, because if a quarterback, we've seen it all year, can sit back there and pick apart this defense, it's easy to be done. I mean, we've seen it. The secondary has struggled all year long, but if you can force him into some throws, get him out of the pocket, get him out of rhythm, then you can force some turnovers. Now, Brandon Merriweather going out last week, that hurts again. I mean, we saw him for only a half of football this year, so that hurts because he was a nice little lift last week as well. But guys are just going to have to step up. I really think, though, that this team, it is re-energized after the bye. We saw a good football game on Sunday, and I think that you're going to see another good football game tomorrow. Like Barry Cofield said, the body's not meant to recover this quickly and play 4 days later. You just have to do it mentally, and they hope to get it done tomorrow.
All right, let me move in another direction. Rob, first you, and then George, you'd chime in from Dallas. Skins are trying to defeat three division opponents in a row. If they do it tomorrow in Dallas and then next Monday against the Giants, that still only puts them at 6-6. Is that good enough to do anything? It shows just how deep their hole is and maybe how bad the NFC East is.
Well, I think it points more to how bad the NFC East is because at 6-6, they would have a tiebreaker advantage over the Giants by virtue of having a better division record. So at 6-6, provided the Giants lose against the Packers on Sunday night, if they can beat the Giants and go 6-6, then all of a sudden the Redskins are in first place, and then you're pretty much playing with house money from there with a lot of division games there down the stretch. So the Redskins could have a very different lease on life moving forward if they can take this game and, of course, subsequently the Giants game.
I've got relatives that are in Dallas, and it doesn't have the same feel there. You know, you play that Jerry Jones rap. They're very upset with Jerry Jones in Dallas and the fact that there are a lot of people in Cowboys territory this year going to be rooting for RG3, who is a Baylor.
Is that
exactly
right?
Yeah.
Well, that is kind of a counterbalance to all the Cowboys gear that we see around
here. We see here, exactly.
George, are you back?
I think the Redskins are going to come out on top tomorrow. I really do. I think they're playing. I think they're going to step up to the stage. Robert Griffin III is playing in front of family. He's unbeaten in Texas Stadium. So, of course, it was not as a member of the Redskins. But I think they're going to come out on top tomorrow. I really do. I think they win by four.
Well, at the risk of sounding like I'm on the coattails of the great George Wallace, I will have to concur. I think the Redskins win this one. Dallas has a really nasty habit of losing the games that on paper a lot of people think they should win. I think the Redskins can take this. I think the RG3 factor plays to the Redskins' favor. I'll give them about a 27-24 sort of win for the Skins.
I think a lot of people agree it will be close.
Yeah.
WTOP's George Wallace in Dallas, our own Rob Woodfork here in the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center.
When I'm at Cowboys Stadium or sitting at home, and I hear Papa
Jones. There he is, Jerry Jones. Let's see how they do tomorrow. We'll keep you updated here on WTOP. George will have reports at 15 and 45 on Thanksgiving Day.